Hello, everybody. This is Dugan Ryan, owner and general manager here at the Big X Sports Radio. Growing up in the area and having a passion for broadcasting, I obviously idolized Charlie Jenkins a great deal. And to get to carry on the tradition that he started here at the Big X, it truly is an honor and a privilege. Rest well, my friend.
Matt Dennison here with some words on the legendary voice of Southern Indiana sports, Charlie Jenkins. Charlie truly was the voice of our area, telling the play-by-play story for 50-plus years of so many great teams and players in Southern Indiana. When Charlie was on the air at a game, you knew it was a big one. Not only was Charlie top-notch on the radio, but he was also a great person all around. I will forever cherish the opportunities I had to sit alongside Charlie as his color commentator. There is no one that has been a bigger influence on me in radio.
This is Lee Kelly, and I would just like to send along my best wishes to the Jenkins family. Charlie Jenkins meant so much to high school athletics here in Southern Indiana and meant a great deal to me. Charlie was my mentor when I was first considering a career in radio, and not a more professional human being on the face of the earth. I certainly miss talking to him on those Friday and Saturday nights in press boxes throughout Southern Indiana.
This is Coach Jim Shannon of New Albany High School. Charlie Jenkins was not only a Hall of Fame broadcaster, he was a Hall of Fame person. He took his job very seriously and came to every interview well prepared. He was a true professional. Charlie loved Southern Indiana basketball, and all of us at New Albany High School loved him, and we will cherish the legacy that he has left. Charlie Jenkins was a wonderful gentleman.
Hello, I am Joe Glover, Director of Athletics at Indiana University Southeast. As many other aspiring sports radio broadcasters in this area, we all grew up idolizing the iconic voice of Southern Indiana sports that was Charlie Jenkins. Charlie would always be interested in talking to students about the profession and would always lend a helping hand anytime it was needed. I'm certain that I will forever hear his voice in my mind on a Friday or Saturday night when I'm attending a high school basketball game in Southern Indiana. Thank you for all the memories, Charlie. Godspeed.
Hi, this is Scott Aldridge. Charlie Jenkins is a longtime family friend. I wish my dad were here to give a little bit of remembrances. They were very close. But Charlie Jenkins meant a lot to us high school players because we didn't want to embarrass the home crowd, and we would play a little bit harder knowing we might get our name mentioned on the radio. You know, I'd work harder for that tackle. I didn't want to embarrass myself. So Charlie's impact of broadcasting the sports, I think, made all our teams a little bit better, but their family is valuable to the community. He and Louita are wonderful community members. He's going to be deeply missed. He's a very good friend. Thank you.
This is John Berger, former coach at Providence and New Albany. And I just wanted to mention my relationship with Charlie Jenkins began in 1970. I happened to be a 22-year-old head baseball coach at Providence, and he asked me to be on his Meet the Coach program, which aired every Saturday morning, and that's how I met Charlie. And over the years, like thousands of other Southern Indiana football and basketball fans, I listened to his broadcasts and always appreciated how professional he was and so on. But I finally got a chance to work with him coming back from a football game in 1998. Charlie was going back on the air after a couple years off with KJK in Louisville. He asked me if I wanted to do basketball games with him. And I agreed without even asking him if it paid or anything or what this, you know, when. And for the next 14 years, I worked with Charlie as his color and statistics man. It also coincided with Jim Shannon's first 14 years at New Albany. Charlie was such a great guy. I mean, I enjoyed working with him. A lot of times we'd get to games before the JVs were even warming up on wet road trips, and he'd just make sure everything was perfect, and I was his gopher. I had to get this or that. But I truly, truly admired the man a great deal, and he deserves all the accolades. He will be missed.
This is Coach Paul Love back in Clarksville High School. I had the privilege of working with Charlie after coaching at Clarksville back in the early 1980s. And over the next 20 years or so, my respect for him grew and grew. Even though he was a strong supporter of Providence High School, having graduated from there in 1957, he never let that show in his broadcasts. His broadcasts were impartial no matter which team was involved. Charlie was also a teacher. I remember once after calling a football game with him, he pointed out to me in a very respectful way that the correct pronunciation is catch and not catch. So and I never made that mistake thereafter. There was no one better at his craft, and there may never be, and I certainly am going to miss him.
Hello, I'm Dale Orr. I'm a good friend of Charlie's for about 50 years, and we've enjoyed being together a great deal doing broadcast, and Charlie was such a great play-by-play announcer, both in basketball and football and baseball. And baseball is really where I helped him out a lot on the radio with state championships. And just thank you all for doing this for Charlie, because he's such a great, respected person in our community, and we really honor him a great deal. And sorry for his passing.
I'm Ed Henson. My father built WXVW in 1961, and Charlie Jenkins worked with us for many years. In baseball, there's a term called a 5-tool player, who is someone who can do everything around a baseball field. They can hit for power, they can hit for average, they're fast, they have a strong arm, they play great defense. Well, Charlie Jenkins was a true 5-tool radio professional. He could do everything around a radio station. Charlie could do news, he could be a jock, he could do sports play-by-play, sales, manage. He was a true radio professional, and it really was an honor to have worked with him.
Charlie was a true professional. We're very lucky because people like him usually move on from your local stuff because they got that much talent. He was good for the community. You know, when you just think of the name Charlie Jenkins, you just think of good. He left a big mark on his legacy here in Southern Indiana. And I think from a coaching standpoint, I'll always remember him. I guess the best way to close this is rest in peace, Charlie.